Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Death toll in Karur stampede in Tamil Nadu rises to 39. State government announces commission led by Justice Aruna Jagadeesan to probe the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. External Affairs Minister S. Jai Shankar says, India has a neighbor which is an epicenter of global terrorism. Russia reiterates its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in UN Security Council. India beat Bangladesh 4-1 to win 7th SAF Under-17 football title in Colombo. And in cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to clash in Asia Cup final in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. The death toll in stampede at a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu, has risen to 39. More than 50 people have been admitted to various hospitals following injury. More than 23 are receiving treatment at the ICUs. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who lost their lives in the stampede yesterday. Those undergoing treatment in ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister also announced 1-member commission led by retired High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadeesan to inquire into the incident. The centre has sought a report from the state government on the incident. The rally was organised by actor-politician Vijay's Tamaraga Vetari Karagam. Actor Vijay has expressed condolences to the family of the bereaved. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their anguish at the tragic loss of lives in the stampede. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jai Shankar has stated that India has a neighbour that is an epicentre of global terrorism and it has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jai Shankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He further stated that UN's designated list of terrorists are replete with its nationals. He gave the example of the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. He said India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice.
The most recent example of cross-border barbarism was the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice. Because terrorism is a shared threat, it is essential that there is much deeper international cooperation.
Dr. Jai Shankar called for an expansion of both permanent and non-permanent membership of the council. He said that a reformed council must be truly representative and India stands ready to assume greater responsibilities.
The historical injustice done to Africa should be redressed. Both permanent and non-permanent membership of the council must be expanded. A reformed council must be truly representative, and India stands ready to assume greater responsibilities.
Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. At the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat along with Brazil to enhance representation from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. With this, Russia became the only permanent member of the UNSC to support India for a permanent seat.
The issue of Security Council reform is particularly important. Russia calls for its democratization exclusively through the expansion of the representation of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. We support the application of Brazil and India for permanent seats on the Council, while at the same time correcting the historical injustice towards Africa within the parameters that have been agreed by the countries of the continent themselves.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of the society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax reduction in various sectors. Under GST 2.0, the rate on key household electronic items such as air conditioners, dishwashers, large screen, LCD and LED televisions has been reduced from 28% to 18%. This measure is expected to make these products more affordable for consumers while giving a boost to India's electronics sector. The new structure also includes reduction in GST rates on two-wheelers and small cars. Two-wheelers up to 350cc have been shifted to the 18% slab from the earlier 28%. Tax rates on petrol cars below 1200cc and diesel cars below 1500cc not exceeding 4 meters in length have also been slashed from 28% to 18%. This decision will make vehicles more affordable, encourage first-time buyers, and enhance a household mobility. Talking to media, chartered accountant Mohit Golian stated that the reduction in GST rates would ease the tax burden on domestic consumers and would positively impact the Indian economy.
Reduction in rate will give a boost to the small businesses as well as local household, as India is a consumption economy. These measures of government will impact on a long-term basis as well as on a short-term basis.
On the 21st of this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the nation, also urged citizens to purchase Swadeshi products to support domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. With Saklin Akhtar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened social security for India's unorganized workforce through the Atal Pension Yojana.
Narendra Modi government has given special attention to the needs of India's unorganized workforce. The Atal Pension Yojana was launched in May 2015 to address the twin challenges of longevity risks and lack of retirement security in the unorganized workforce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined how the scheme will be the future of the subscribers.
Agar aap 20 saal ki umar ke hain, 25 saal ki umar ke hain, 30 saal ki umar ke hain aur abhi se aap paisa jama karana chalu karoge, jitna jama karaoge uske anupaat mein 60 साल की उम्र होने के बाद आपको पेंशन मिलना शुरू हो जाएगा सरकार उस पे पैसे डालेगी और आपको कभी बुढ़ापे में किसी के पास हाथ फहराने की नौबत नहीं आएगी आपका बुढ़ापा भी सीख जाए और आप जो पैसा जमा कराएंगे आपके स्वर्गवास के बाद वो पेंशन आपकी पत्नी को मिलेगा
The scheme is designed to encourage voluntary savings for retirement by offering defined pension benefits linked to the age of joining and amount of contribution. targeted primarily at the poor and underprivileged workers in the informal sector, the scheme has emerged as one of the most inclusive and accessible social security initiatives in the country. Earlier this year, the pension scheme has surpassed 8 crore subscribers and mobilized a total corpus of over 45,000 crore rupees. It has recorded increasing participation from women, who now comprise almost 48% of all subscribers. The subscribers appreciate the security provided by this scheme.
अटल पेंशन योजना प्रधानमंत्री जी ने निकाली थी ये, इसमें मैंने सेवा का लाभ लिया हुआ है। इस बैंक के खाते द्वारा मेरा पैसा कटता है। जब स्कीम लॉन्च हुआ था, तब से मेरा कट रहा है पैसा। आगे जाके ये आदमी की बचत का बहुत बड़ा रूप बनेगा। मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी को धन्यवाद देता हूँ।
The Atal Pension Yojana has emerged as a cornerstone of India's social security ecosystem. The government's continued focus on digital integration, women participation, and rural outreach has helped broaden the scheme's footprint across India.
In some more news, the nation pays homage to revolutionary freedom fighter Bhagat Singh on his 118th birth anniversary today. Bhagat Singh was born in village Banga in Lailpur district of Punjab on 28th of September 1907, now in Pakistan. More from our correspondent.
Bhagat Singh was born in a family of revolutionaries. He was the second among 7 siblings and was lovingly called as Pagamwala, meaning the lucky one, and he proved his name for the freedom of the country. A state-level program has been scheduled in his native village Khatkad Kalan at Shahid Bhagat Singh Nagar in Punjab today, where tributes will be paid to the great son of the soil. Bhagat Singh was born in a family of revolutionaries. He was the second among 7 siblings and was lovingly called as Pagamwala, meaning the lucky one, and he proved his name for the freedom of the country. A state-level program has been scheduled in his native village Khatkad Kalan at Shahid Bhagat Singh Nagar in Punjab today, where tributes will be paid to the great son of the soil. 100 feet tall newly installed national flag will also be hoisted on the occasion. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
On to sports now. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will clash in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in the Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after their 2023 ODI triumph. And in football, India clinched their 7th SAF Under-17 Championship crown, holding their nerves to edge past Bangladesh 4-1 in a tense penalty shootout in Colombo yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. Papers have widely noticed the stampede and the tragic loss of lives in actor politician Vijay's rally in Tamil Nadu, along with other stories. 39 dead in stampede at Vijay's Karur rally, writes the Asian Age, while the Hindu adds, chaos as crowd rushes to see the actor on congested road, 8 children and 16 women among those dead. Papers have covered External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's powerful address at the 80th session of United Nations General Assembly. The Sunday Tribune quotes the minister in its headline, epicenter of global terrorism. Jaishankar rips into Pakistan at UN. Financial Express Sunday quotes the Prime Minister in its headline, India to be production hub for telecom. And finally, unquiet tension is almost tangible today when all eyes will be at the final of the Asia Cup between India and Pakistan. Sunday Times writes, India-Pakistan today, third and final. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Death toll in Karur stampede in Tamil Nadu rises to 39. State government announces commission led by Justice Aruna Jagadeesan to probe the incident. Prime Minister Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has a neighbour which is an epicentre of global terrorism. Russia reiterates its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in UNSC. India beat Bangladesh 4-1 to win 7th SAF Under-17 football title in Colombo. And in cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to clash in Asia Cup final in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.